With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Iran stands alone, and they are losing. The words of Secretary of War Hegseth delivering a war update this morning. He adds that this will be the most intense day of strikes inside Iran. President Trump says Operation Epic Fury is progressing more rapidly than expected, and he's predicting it will end soon. As the BBC's Hashayar Jonadi reports, Mr. Trump threatens Iran with a devastating response if it disrupts tanker traffic through the strategic Strait of Hormuz.
In response to this gesturing from Iran, President Trump has issued a very strong and angry message on Truth Social, in which he's warned that if Iran stops the flow of oil from the Strait of Hormuz, it will be hit 20 times harder than what it has already been hit with. And then it added that Iran will face with death, fire, and fury in such case.
The president says the U.S. had to take action against the Iranian regime because of its stubborn refusal to give up its quest for nuclear weapons.
They were starting work at another site, a different site, different kind of a site. And that was protected granite. They wanted it protected. Granite's pretty good, but they wanted it protected by a lot deeper. They wanted to go a lot deeper, and they started the process.
Iran, meanwhile, has been firing more drones and missiles at Israel as well as Gulf Arab countries. Gas prices still on the rise. As of this morning, AAA's national average for a gallon of regular gas is $3.54, and that's up 6 cents a gallon from yesterday. The California average, $5.29 a gallon. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow is down about 20 points, the NASDAQ 11 points higher, the S&P 10 points in the red. This is SRN News. There is trouble at the Maine Correctional Center.
According to an expose in the Sun Journal, a male inmate who is living as a woman has been placed in the women's prison and is terrorizing his fellow inmates. Several women who were serving time at the facility in Windham tell the newspaper that the man has sexually assaulted them. A growing number of mostly liberal states are placing men who are living as women into women's prisons over the objections of advocates and lawyers. Michael Harrington reporting.
According to a series of studies, marriage and family are in decline in this country. 60 years ago, about 72% of adults were married, and over 90% would go on to marry. Today, 46% of adults are unmarried, and half of these people are not even interested in dating. Population forecasters project that about 25% of millennials and 33% of Generation Z individuals will never tie the knot. This is SRN News. It started innocently enough, but ended in tragedy in Gainesville, Georgia. Correspondent Keith Peters explains.
A Georgia high school teacher is dead after teenagers pulled a late-night prank outside his home. The Hall County Sheriff's Office said teenagers went to 40-year-old Jason Hughes' home late Friday night to roll his yard with toilet paper. It says Hughes came outside as the teens were leaving and he tripped and fell into the street where one of the teens struck him with a pickup truck. The 18-year-old driver of the pickup has been charged with a felony count of vehicular homicide. Four other teens were charged with trespassing and littering. Hughes' family said in a statement that he knew and loved the teens and that they want all charges dropped. Keith Peters, Washington.
Team USA advances in the World Baseball Classic, this after beating Mexico 5-3 in Houston. The U.S. improved to 3-0 and will meet Italy later today. More details at srnnews.com.